of game tonight? What's the time of game tonight?
7 hours.
That's pretty long.
A lot of visits to the mound, huh?
It was like 3:35, in the 3:30s.
What?
They'll play the Machado, may stay in that top of the mound, to have a presence of mind to turn around and make the play. I would say happy news.
You know, not taking anything away from him, but how about J.J. Hardy being there? I mean, shortstop was there to start with. Okay. And, you know, we had a play, it was either earlier in this year or last year, J.J. had it. We had a rundown where they had tried to reach out and make contact with him. He wasn't biting this time, but that's good presence. He, you know, good. We talked about 4 the clock, knowing that he didn't have a play there. And, you know, that's the only chance to get an out because you've got a real fast runner there that's trying to take advantage of it. He's probably going to keep going if he throws the ball. You know, Manny had a really good night defensively at third. It goes without saying.
How can you keep up when your guys stepping up when other guys go down? But with Nate, it seems like he's done pretty well. I know it's a small sample size. That leadoff role without Mark Vegas.
Well, it's not really a small sample size if you look at career-wise. You know, this guy's let off a lot, and we're very fortunate to have, you know, John Russell in a lot of ways, but a guy that really has been a voice for me with Nate and what he's, you know, best suited to do. So, you know, we kind of got caught there with Nicky was doing so well there that I didn't want to, it's something that I had in the back of mind I'd kind of like to do. If my thought was maybe dropping Nick to 3 and moving Nate up, it would probably, but didn't want to mess with it. So Nate's one of those guys you feel like you could hit him. You know, he's a baseball player and he could hit 1, 2, or 3, 6. But, you know, he enjoys the competition. You can see it. And he's a guy that's constantly engaged in the action. You know, not much gets by him as far as the game within the game. And it's not just, you know, our type of guy, but everybody's type of guy in the game.
Gonzalez had some trouble early on. How important was it, this win, that he was able to get you 6 innings and start using the bullpen like he did?
Well, we felt like you know, I think we've given Miguel 6 days this time, and the one thing kind of noticed that the first inning or two don't always dictate how his outing's going to look at the end of it. So you try to get through that first inning or two without not much damage. Command wasn't quite there, and of course, it's a real testament to his moxie a little bit there. A lot of guys get some anxiety going after the first pitch you throw ends up as far as that one did. Luckily, only counted one run, but, you know, you talk about guys want to act like they've hit a home run before. You also, as a pitcher, want to act like you've given up one before and it's not that big a deal. So he got right back in the competition. And everything that happened tonight, he was as key to it as anything. Of course, Darren and Pete and J.J. did a great job for us.
With the atmosphere tonight, are you starting to feel like you're – getting an extra special downfield advantage?
Not starting to feel. We felt that all along. We always feel playing in our place, whether there's 10,000, 20, 30. Our fans have always had great emotion about this club and this organization. It's just we're doing more things on the field that you know, they like. So that's our responsibility.
Buck, we've seen over this since Miguel's come up and been part of the rotation, we've seen a number of games where he has been completely unruffled no matter what the situation. Tonight, again, another situation like that, didn't have his best stuff. Your experience, you've managed hundreds of players. Is that learned behavior, or some people just born, some people just have that kind of a countenance and some people don't?
Well, Peter, you ever been in the Mexican League, pitching in the Mexican League?
Well, just a couple seasons.
You know what I'm saying? What's it called, Tecate? But, you know, when you've got the potential of having something taken away from you, and it says something to people who keep plying their trade and keep nothing's beneath them, and you know, I'm sure there were some dark moments for him, even in the spring when he felt like he was going to get caught up in the numbers. And I remember one of our pitchers told him, you know, I've been here, you're going to get an opportunity. I don't know what reason it was, but, you know, he's got some moxie. I mean, you've been knocked down, told you couldn't do something. It's like a lot of our guys. He's had his nose bloody too, and we got a lot of guys in that. You know, they want to show that there's something else there. I mean, he's not going to wow the gun, but when you put the total package together, exactly what you're talking about. He's got some moxie.
You put Johnson in the top of the ninth, and tight game. Were you confident that you were going to win the bottom of the ninth and, or maybe set him out for the tenth?
No, he was done. He was. We were not. Mattis would have started the next inning. They had left, right, left in the next inning. They started pinch hitting, but then we set up some other things. We still had Ayala down there, but no, Jimmy had thrown 20 something pitches. That's enough.
Buck, you were playing well. You had a good record before you fell from Machado. How much do you look at that decision and that day as your record since then is outstanding? You look at that as a way of change?
No, it's not. You know, it's. I'm not gonna say it hadn't helped. Obviously, Mark had another good night defensively at first base for us tonight on a tough short hop. But no, I'm not one of those that says this is the only thing that's made this and that. We were doing a lot of good things. This team as a group was before Manny got here and before Mark went to first and before, you know, injuries and whatever, some of them right out of spring. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that hangs everything around one thing, but it certainly, so far, has really been a good addition for us. Sorry.
Is it fair to say, though, that because of the move of those two, the look of the team from a defensive standpoint?
Oh, yeah, you know, you look out there, everybody's, the young players are trying to develop a track record, and they're still unknown, some unknown there, but, when you got Nate and Jonesy and all the infield, and of course, Weeder's there. Yeah, it's tough to, I thought about pinch running for Matt, but in a tie game, it's tough to take a guy out of the game like him. That at the very worst, the score's still going to be tied, and he's still going to be putting fingers down. Plus, the people we had coming up there, if they put a ball in play, it's usually a depth that you can score from second on. How far is that ball foul? Fair, I still haven't seen it. All I did was watch Nate's body lane.
Took an odd bounce, so must have hit that seam.
All right. I'll look at it again. Sleep fast. Gotta go pack my Frank Howard outfit. See how wide I can go.
Hey, did you hear that? 10:50 to 11:00.